No Frog, No Princess, written by Snow and read by Eos Rose.
Oh dear, said the prince, I've been turned into a mouse.
At least you're not a frog, said his manservant.
I would have liked being a frog, said the prince. There are all sorts of rules and regulations with dealing about how to turn back into a human. I just can't deal with this now.
Or you might have been an octopus. That would have been worse.
Right, because then I would have died with the lack of water.
And you can talk now.
Oh yes, I'm a talking mouse. How wonderful and dignified, said the prince. Mother would be so proud.
You could try being kissed by a princess, suggested the manservant.
Why don't you go get kissed by a princess? The prince mocked. You can't just go up to princesses and say, would you be so kind as to kiss me? Particularly when you're a mouse.
You can if you're a prince, the manservant muttered.
Well, I'm sorry that you're a victim of our stratified society, the prince shouted as loudly and as squeakily as he could. But I don't actually know any princesses, or I'd ask them to kiss you. Then maybe you'd be happy and quit stomping about.
I don't want to be kissed by a princess, the manservant whispered back. He didn't care what the prince thought of him, but he'd be out of a job if anyone else overheard.
There is just no pleasing you, is there? The prince said.
The manservant timidly took a step toward the mouse prince, leaned over him, and kissed his fur-covered back. With a magical glow, the mouse prince turned back into a human prince and blinked in shock at the manservant.
I wanted to kiss you, the manservant muttered.
That works out then, the prince said with a grin, crowding the manservant against the wall. Although I hope you still want to kiss me now that I'm not a mouse.
I do, the manservant stammered.
The end.